Today's shiur is Masechta Basra Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. It says about Rehuda Nasiya, Rama the Shura, the Rabbanon. Rehuda Nasiya required that the Rabbanon should participate in paying for the building of the wall. Amar Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish said to Rehuda Nasiya, Rabbanon Latzrich Neturasa. The Rabbanon don't need to have special shmira. They themselves have the ability to watch over themselves, and therefore there's no need for a shmira. And as the Rama says, that even though the halacha is that when something is being built in a city, everybody has to participate, even those who don't have direct benefit from what's being done, here the Rabbanan don't have to have that type of protection, because the halacha is that they are protected, they bring protection, as we're going to see. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, a sapre michol yibun, and the Gemara explains. The pasuk means a sapre laman. What does the pasuk say, who does the pasuk refer that we count them and that they're more than the sand? Ilema tzadikim. Doesn't mean that the tzaddikim are even more than there is sand. Says the Gemara, Hashtag Kul Yisrael Ksibahu. When we speak about all of Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Kachol Asher Sfas Hayom. Tzaddikim, so if the all of Klal Yisrael compared to the sand, how can we say that the tzaddikim are Kachol Asher Sfas, tzaddikim at Mechol Yerban, even more? That's not all of Klal Yisrael are unfortunately tzaddikim. Lachkama, Saplam Asayim Shet Tzaddikim. If I try to count all of the good deeds of the tzaddikim, michol yirbiyun, then they're going to be even more than the grains of sand. Kavachaymer, machol shomot. If the sand, the beach, which is not that much, which is less than the amount of good things that tzaddikim do, megin alayom, that the halacha is, they protect us. Masayim shet tzaddikim, when we speak about the tzaddikim, Shehem Merubim, that are even greater than the sand at the beach. The Koshkin Shemaginim Aleim, certainly they bring us a lot of protection. And since they bring us a lot of protection, they don't need to be participated. So I saw Reb Baruch Shem Schneerson, the Chabina Rosh Yeshiva, explains this Gemara. That when we think about the sand, each grain of sand is meaningless. But when we combine them all together, they serve a protection at the beach. And that's the same when we speak about the tzaddikim, the act of tzaddikim. What makes the maisim toivim, what makes the good deeds of the tzaddikim valuable, is not just that they do good things. Of course, the fact that they do good things is extremely valuable. But what really needs to be taken into consideration, that they do it on a regular, consistent basis. And because that they do it on this regular, consistent basis, that's what brings bracha to the world. Says the Gemara, Ki asa b'kameid Rabbi Yochanan, but when Shlokish came to Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei, he said, "My tamalei tekinah lamaha. Why don't you use a different pasuk to teach us this halacha?" The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, "Ani chayma v'shadei k'megdolus." The pasuk explains, "Ani chayma zu taira." The pasuk is speaking, the taira is compared to a wall. V'shadei k'megdolus, that refers to the Talmid Chachamim. And I saw that the Talmid Chachamim are like the breast. Somebody lives off, a child lives off the milk that its mother gives him. All of Klal Yisrael live off what the tzaddikim do on our behalf. Rish Lakish. So says the Gemara, why indeed did Rish Lakish not use this pasuk? Savol k'darish Rava. The pasuk says, Ani chayma zu knesis Yisrael, because he has a different interpretation of this pasuk. He says, Ani chayma refers to Knesset Yisrael, v'shadik ha'megdailis refers to the batim knesios and batim medrashis. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Rav Chizda, Rama Kargar Abaram. He obligated the Talmid Chachamim to pay tax. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Avarta Adaraisa the Neviya the Ksuva. So there's a very big machlokes Rishonim. Who is the Talmud Chacham that we refer to in these situations? One opinion is that it has to be somebody who learns all of the time Torah. Another pshat is that if somebody learns Torah, but at all of his free time, but he needs to work, so he should have panasa, that also is considered tarasa emnasai. But I saw that that needs a little clarification. What that means is that the clarification means that if he's working because he needs to make a living just to have what he needs to live, then he's considered still a Talmud Chacham. But if he's working past that way, then the halacha is that he's not considered a Talmud Chacham. The Yad Ramah also explains that the Talmud Chacham, even if he's learning full-time or learning the amount that he has to learn to be exempt, only if he behaves the way a Talmud Chacham is supposed to behave. But if he doesn't behave to some the way a Talmud Chacham is expected to behave, then that's considered a person that doesn't have to, that person doesn't have the special rule of a Talmud Chacham. The halacha is, what would be the halacha discussed the Chazon Ish, Rav Moshe Zatzal, if you have a city that is comprised of Talmid Chachamim, and you have some of the people, some of these Talmid Chachamim want to build the wall, so what is the halacha? The halacha is, they can make everybody in the city, even though they're Talmid Chachamim, participate in the wall, with a claim that ain't Sayim Chmalaneis, that even though we're Talmid Chachamim, we don't want to rely on Nisim. And Rav Moshe expands on this. Rav Moshe says that part of the reason why Talmidei Chachamim are exempt from participating is because it is the obligation for the other people in the city to support the Talmidei Chachamim. And part of their support is that they, the Talmidei Chachamim won't have to pay taxes, won't have to contribute to the various projects we're speaking about. But if they're only Talmidei Chachamim, then the halacha is that they have to participate. Ritvaz says that if it was the Talmidei Chachamim who initiated the project, and the Talmidei Chachamim said that we want a wall, so you can't be somebody, says the Ritvaz, that wants this project to happen, and then be somebody, and then say, well, I don't want to participate. You shouldn't have requested it if you don't want to participate. The Chazon Ish doesn't necessarily agree. He says, even if the idea came from the Talmidei Chachamim, still Talmidei Chachamim are exempt. Says the Gemara, so he said, you violate Adarais and the Ksuvi by doing this with Talmidei Chachamim. And it's explained. Adarais and the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Af Chaviv Amim, Kol Kadosh B'Yadaycha. I'm a Moshe Lefei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shloilem, Abfilu B'Shah, Shat Mechaviv Amim, even at the time that you show favor to the nations of the world, Kol Kadoshev Yir Be'Necha, you should still have, show special favoritism and show special favor to the Talmidei Chachamim. V'Heim Tukler Aglecha, Tan Rav Yosef El Talmidei Chachamim, it refers to the Talmidei Chachamim, Shemekasasim Ragleyem, Me'ir Le'ir, they go from city to city, Medina, Medina, Lim Taira, they go to learn yeshiva, Yisim Adabrasacha, they are the ones that do so, Lisa and Velitain, Midabrasav Shamakam. They're the ones that do this to spend their lives learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And as I sort of Mefarshim explain, here we see a whole new level what it means to learn. What we're learning from here is that learning Torah, of course, there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Of course, there's a mitzvah to know how to perform the mitzvahs. But there's another element that should be considered. And that the other element that should be considered in this discussion is that they connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they learn Torah. And Neviyah Deksiv, Gam Ki Yitnu Begoyim, Ata Kapsam Yicholam Ma'at, Mimasa Melech Vesarim. Amu Ula, Pasuk Zeh B'Loshin Ramesh Amar. The Pasuk was said in Aramish, Itani Kula, to teach us, if all of Klal Yisrael, or most of Klal Yisrael will learn Torah, Ata Kapsam, they will merit to the gula leima. V'mat mehem. But if most, if it's only a minority in Klal Yisrael learning Torah, yechelu v'masa melech v'sarim. Those individuals who spend their lives learning Torah will be exempt from all taxes. Adik suvi. Where do we find that they violate? If you take tax from Talmid Chacham, you're violating what it says in the Ksuvim, the Ksiv. The pasuk says that the Yavish, the king, instructed the treasurer who was supposed to collect taxes from Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, Menuda Beloy V'Holach, different types of taxes, L'Sholot L'Mirma Aleihem. V'Amar Yehuda Menuda Zemanas HaMelech. This is the tax Beloy the Kesef Galalotai. There was an income tax, presumably, and a head tax, V'Holach Ze Arnuna, that they had to give 10% of all of their new crap and all of the new animals to the government, and Talmid Chachamim are exempt from all of these requirements. And I saw that the Rishonim explained that this was being collected for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And what we're learning from here is that they don't even have to participate in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason that they don't have to participate in the building of the Beis HaMikdash is, as we learned earlier, the Beis HaMikdash is in the world to bring protection to the world. But the Talmid Chacham already accomplished that protection, and therefore, since they already accomplished that, they don't have to participate. Says the Gemara, Rapapa Rama Kaya Charita. There was an expense in building a new well, a Yasmi, and he said, even Yosaimim, who normally are exempt, we find that the halacha is very fair to the Yisoyimim. He said the Yisoyimim have to participate in the new well. We could understand how the Yisoyimim have to participate because they also benefit from the well. But what will happen if there's no water? They dig the well and there won't be any water. And now, how and why can we collect from them? So he said, indeed. Mishkel Shekulmanei, they have to participate. The midvil, if at the end there's Baruch Hashem water, midvil, so we'll have the water, and that's why they participated. However, v'mloi, if at the end there is no water, Mehedrin and Anayu were going to give back their money that they put in. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, hakol la'agli gafa, to put up walls around the city and the wall, everybody has to participate, but feel me yasmi. Av Rabbanon, as we started our shir, loit tzricha neterusa, the Rabbanon don't need to have that kind of protection, and they don't have to participate. Hakol, the karyapasya, everybody has to participate in the digging of pits for water, but feel me Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon, because they also need water to drink. However, says the Gemara, loya maral al nalafki bechluza, this halacha is only said if they don't actually, what participating means, that everybody has to participate financially. But if it means that you have to go out and participate in digging, you can't require Talmid Chacham to go out and dig wells. Rabbi Pasach Oitzes B'Shnei Betzuris, Rabbi opened up his warehouse of grain in the time of hunger, that everybody who needed to eat should have food available. Vaman, he said, Yichtesu Bali Mikra, Bali Mishnah, Bali Gemara, Bali Alocha, Bali Agoda. All the various people who have different levels of knowledge in Halacha should be invited in. Avale Ame Oritz, Al Yichtesu. Ame Oritz should not be invited because the Posh Pshah in the Gemara is when there's a limited amount of food, we have to give it to the Talmud Chacham first. That's why the Mashal says that even though the Aloch is Mefanasim Ani Goyim Ani Yisrael, we even have to support in difficult times poor Nochrim. That's only, says the Mashal, in a time where there's enough for everybody. So we have to participate, have to help everybody. But when there's limited funds, the Talmid Chachamim come first. The Ritva says that there could be an argument made that the Nochrim come before the Amiratzim. Because the Nochrim, explains the Ritva is our people. The Nachram explains the Ritva are people who don't have, who didn't do anything wrong. The Meratzim, who don't live a Torah life, are worse than the Nachrim. Ava Amoritz al Yichnasu. Dach Rav Yonasan ben Amram ben Nichnas. So Rav Yonasan ben Amram forced himself in, and Rebbe didn't recognize him. Amalei Rebbe Panaseini. Rebbe, please give me support. Amalei Bani Karisa, have you learned Chumash? Amalei Lav. Shanisa, have you learned Mishnayos? Amalei Lav. So he said to him, Imkein b'ma'af anasach, given what we just learned, that you have to have some Torah knowledge, how should I support you? Amalei, so Rabbi Yonasan said to Rebbe, Padaseini kekel v'kairiv, support me like a dog or like a raven. Panasei, and he gave it to him. Says the Gemara, boss of the Nafik, after Rabbi Yonasan left, Yosu Rebbe mekometzdar. Rebbe was upset. Vama oilish nesati piti lamaritz. He was upset that he gave his food to Amaritz. And the way we're learning the Gemara is well understood, because there are two ways of learning. One way of learning is because there was a limited amount, and by doing this, he was depriving Talmid Chachamim. Another pshat is that he was upset that he was nichshol, that he did something that he shouldn't, that in his mind he shouldn't have done. Amar lefanav Reb Shimon ben Rebbe. So Reb Shimon ben Rebbe was looking to make him feel better, and he said, Shema Yonasan ben Amram Talmid Chahu. Maybe this person was really Yonasan ben Amram, and the reason he did what he did is because she'ena roitzel lehenes mekovet Torah miyomif. He never wants to have any benefit from the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham. Batku, and they indeed checked what happened, vashkach, and it was determined that that's exactly what happened. And at that point, Rebbe said, you can't so call, everybody should be invited. And the Rambam says from here, we have a raya that also lehenes mekovet Torah, that one can't benefit from kovet Torah, and that's why Rabbi Yonasan ben Rebbe acted that way. The Kesef Mishnah says it's not a raya, because Kesef Mishnah says two reasons. One, it could be it was a midas chassidus that he was behaving with. And the other point he says was that Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, who was a Talmud of Rebbe, as the Gemara says, expected that Rebbe would recognize him. And because he expected that Rebbe would recognize him, he would therefore take care of him. He didn't realize that Rebbe, but maybe if he wouldn't have realized, if he would not have thought that Rebbe will recognize him, he would have done what has to be done. So I saw the pasuk. Why did he pick Kelev Ayrif? Because regarding the dog, the pasuk says, "Lekerel tashlich nesai," because the dogs did not bark as we left Mitzrayim. The halacha is by nevela should be given to the dog. The Oirif, it says that was the bird that when Noach sent the bird out of the teva, he was the bird that was sent, and therefore they were the bird that brought food to Eliyahu Navi. That's why he was saying the kelev has chus avis. We look back to the original dog, and the Oirif speaks about the chus abonim. And he's saying, if I don't have the schus, then maybe I have schus avos, maybe I have schus of the previous generations, or maybe I have schus banim, schus of the future generations, that based on that, I should be able to have. Another pshat that I saw is that, just like he was saying, just like in the time of the Mabel, you took care of everybody, including the Oirif, here too, he was saying that you take care of everybody. Another pshat that I saw is the kelev, the Gemara says, whatever a dog eats stays in its stomach for 3 days. And what an oirev even needs less. The Gemara says that an oirev is an animal, and an oirev is an animal that is a bird that doesn't have any mercy on its children. So where do the young birds that can't yet fly and get their own food get food from? In their waste that comes out of their bodies, there are worms, which are their diet. And what we're learning from here is that he was saying that just like the dog doesn't need much,
He was saying, I don't need much. Just give me the minimum, like what is given to the dog and the raven. Just give me something that I should be able to survive with. Rebbe Otamei, and now the Gemara explains, why did Rebbe not want to support Amaretz? Dama Rebbe, Ein Panas Bano Olam, the reason there are troubles in the world is only B'Shvil Amaretz. And he says the Gemara, Kuhu Demei Belayla D'Shada Tevya. We learned this, that it was a story by Rebbe, that the king forced the people who lived in Tveria to give money to buy a new crown for the king. Asla Kamei the Rebbe, they came to Rebbe, Amalei, and obviously this was a very significant tax, and the people came and said, Leisvi Rabbanan Bahadon, let the Rabbanan, let the Talmid Chachamim participate, they should have to participate in this expensive tax. Amalei, and Rebbe said, Loi, Talmid Chachamim don't have to participate. Amalei, Arukin. So they said, we're going to run away. Amalei, so Rebbe said, go right ahead. Go run. Arkopalkein. So half of the people ran away. And what happened was, Dalia Palgu. Immediately the king told them, you only have to pay 50% of what I originally told you have to pay. Also, Hanu Palgu Kamei the Rebbe. And there was another, but the half of the city that was still there came to Rebbe and said again, Amalei, Lis Rabban Badon. This 50% that we have to pay, the Rabbanan should have to participate with. Amalu loy. And again, Rebbe says no. Aruka. So they said, Arukun, we'll run away. And said, Rebbe said, fine, Aruka, go run. Aruka kula. And the Gemara says they all ran away. But Pasha hu kaivis. The only person who was left in the city was one person who did laundry. Shadua kaivis. And he was the person that had now the responsibility to pay for the entire crown. Arakivus, and at that point he ran away. Pukakalila, and the king said that nobody has to pay anything. Amar Rebbe, so at that point Rebbe said, "Risim Shem Peronis Bala Olam El B'Shvil Amiaritz." It's obvious that all of this happened because of the Amiaritz. Says the Chazon Ish that when is the halacha that they have to participate and when don't they have to participate? He says, if it's a situation that if the tax that's being levied is so significant that the people who are left won't be able to survive, then the Talmid Chachamim have to participate. It's them, because then it becomes a mitzvah for them to help everybody else. If it's not to that degree, then they don't have to participate. But here we see that if a tax was levied and then people run away, they don't have to pay. And the question that the Rishonim already discussed, is that indeed the halacha, that just because I leave, I don't have to pay the tax? Says, so the Mordechai says that the minig always is that you can't just exempt yourself by leaving. He says, in our Gemara, the reason Rebbe didn't force them to pay, even though if they were running away, because Rebbe recognized, as the Gemara is teaching us, that the only reason that they had to pay was because they are Amiaretz. And if they'll be left just with Talmid Chachamim, Rebbe's attitude was, we won't have anything to worry about. So he said, leave and don't pay and we'll be fine. The Shals of Chuvis, Chavis Yor, Simon Reish Yud Gimel, based on this Gemara, says that from here we learn that a person that has a situation that something's happening to people in the city, and he has the opportunity to run away. And this question came up, unfortunately, more than once. But by running away, he's endangering the other people who are still here. So what is the halacha? Does he have a right to run away? Or should he not run away and cause more danger for the people that remain? He says, from our Gemara, we have a very clear raya that the halacha is that they're allowed to run away and not need to be concerned what the repercussions of running away mean. Says the Marva, Kama Yeh Be'ir. We learned in the Mishnah, how long must you live in a city of Yeh Ke'in She'ir? You have to be in the city 12 months. There's halacha. If someone, Rachman Tzlan, worships Avodah Zarah, he's Chayiv Misa. But there's two different types of situations. If an individual worships Avodah Zarah, the punishment for worshiping Avodah Zarah, Rachman Tzlan, is Skila. And that means that the person who Rachman Tzlan worshipped Avodah Zarah is put to death. In fact, put to death with the most serious Misa the Beis Din administers, Skila. But it doesn't have anything to do with his finances. But then, the Gemara we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, the Sechta Sanhedrin, speaks about a Eir HaNidachas. Eir HaNidachas is when all or most of the city, under certain circumstances, worshipped Avodah Zarah. There, the halacha is that the Chayiv Misa, but the Misa that the Chayiv is Sreifa. But on the other hand, the Misa Sreifa, but Mamonam, all of their assets that they have are destroyed. And now the Gemara discusses when is somebody considered a member of the city regarding Eir HaNidachas. Rimini, it says, HaChameres VaGamelis, people who are driving donkeys and camels, HaYivres V'Mokal HaMokam, they go from one place to the next, V'Lona B'Toycha, and they remained in the Eir HaNidachas, V'Otchimom, and then the city became Eir HaNidachas. Since they're not part of the city, and they, if Rachman Tzlan worshipped Avodah Zarah, Hein B'Skila, they will be killed B'Skila, Ramon and Paula, but their money will not be destroyed. However, in the Shtana Shloishim Yoim, if they were in the city for 30 days, then they are considered part of the Eir HaNidachas, and the Halacha will be Hein B'Saif and Ramon of it. So we see it's not 12 months, it's 30 days. Amar Rav Lakasha, Hala B'nei Masa. There's different categories. There's somebody to be considered B'nai Ir, that you have to participate in city expenses, for her liyisuve masa, to be considered that you're there, so to be considered that you're there in 30 days. To be considered a citizen, that you have to participate in everything, that's 12 months. Tanya, as we learned in a braisa, hamuda no mancha ir, if somebody makes another day, he's not going to have any benefit from the people of a certain city. As long as you're there for 12 months, you can't have anybody who's there for 12 months, you can't have benefit, that he's considered part of the Anshi'ir. But if the person is there for less than 12 months, mutter. But if the neder was expressed, even if the person was only there for 30 days, but if he's there for less than 30 days, mutal hanes memenim. Ask the Gemara, is indeed the halacha, the lechom mili, minim be'inim shnei masachodesh, to be considered part of the city, you have to be there for 12 months, to be considered that you have to contribute? V'tanyu, shloshim yom tamchui. They used to, and we'll speak about this more in our shiurim, that they used to have a fund which they collected food for the people. Once you're there for 30 days, you have to participate with the Tamchun. Shlosh Chadoshim, if you're there for 3 months, you have to participate in the Tztaka. They had like a Tztaka Kupa, a Tztaka Pushka. Once you're there for 30 days, you have to participate. And as I saw, of Shmuel Rizovsky explains, what the Gemara here means to say is that we're not referencing Hilchas Tztaka. What's being referenced in this Gemara is that there are obligations that are on the people who live in a city. And that's the reference that this Gemara is speaking about. Shisha, once you're there 6 months, you have to participate in the fund for ksus, for poor people clothing. Tisha, once you're there 9 months, you have to participate for kfura. Shneimos, lepasa year. So we see that even though you're not there 12 months, you have to participate. And it says the Gemara, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, when our Mishnah spoke about 12 months, what the Mishnah meant was, when our Mishnah spoke about the 12 months, the Pasi Ir Tanan. That's speaking about building the walls of the city, and then for that you have to be the 12 months. V'amar Rav Yasi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hakal Pasi Ir, everybody in the city has to participate in this fund. Afila Miyasmi, as we've been learning, even though we're reluctant to collect from Yisoyimim, for this we collect from Yisoyimim. Av Rabbanan Loi, Rabbanan don't have to participate, for as we have been learning, Rabbanan Loi Tzrichan Turosai. Amra Papa Lashura, to fix the wall. Ula Parsha, to have somebody who's going to ride around the city and see what does the city need. Ula Tarzina, that to hire a guard to sit in the gatehouse at the entrance of the city. Vafilum Yasmi, we collect even from Yisaimim. However, Rabbanan Loi Tzrichan Turosai. Klola the milsa. The rule now is, says the Gemara, kol milsa d'islei hanomina, anything that people benefit from, afilu miyasme, then the halacha is, then even the yisaimim have to participate. There's a machlokes rishonim. We've been speaking about taxes, and we've been saying rabbanon are exempt from taxes. What is the halacha of yisaimim regarding taxes? Rava Ramat Stoka Yasu the Bay Memorin. Rava forced the assignment of this family to give Stoka. Amal Abai Vatani, Rashma Brevi Huda, Empire Stoka Mal Yasayim. We don't make Yasayim participate. But Filu, as we're going to learn, Pinyin Shvuyim. Pinyin Shvuyim is the most important Stoka, from the most important Stoka, but we don't make them pay. Says the Gemara, so how could he make these Yasayim participate? Amalei Sarava responded, Analach Shuvi Kavidna. I did them to make them prestigious. Everybody should see that even though they're Yosaimim, they're participating. And therefore I saw that the Bach says that this halacha, that Yosaimim have to participate, is only by Yosaimim that have money, that are wealthy. If they're not wealthy, this halacha would not apply. Moreover, the Bach suggests, it's only when indeed there's a purpose of making them prestigious. So this is a way of making them prestigious, but if they don't need this to make them be prestigious, it's not clear that we're allowed to take tzedakah from them. Ifra Hormuz Imad Shvamalka. Ifra Hormuz was the mother of Shvamalka. Shadra Anika the Dinri, she sent a basket full of coins, the Kameder of Yosef, Amra Lehevela Mitzvah Rabba. And she said, you should have this money available for when you have an important stock up. So the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, and other Rishonim ask, how is Rabbi Yosef allowed to take this money? We're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem Adaf Yud Amabez. Also, Kabul Stokum and Agoyim. Not allowed to accept stock up from them. So how could he taken this stock up? So one teretz that's given, it's because of Shalom Malkus. When there's a question that if you're going to refuse to take it, it's going to cause problems with the government, the halacha is, then you are allowed to take it. Another explanation that we saw is that since she said mitzvah rabba, when it's a mitzvah rabba, then it's different. As we're going to learn, mitzvah rabba means pinyin shvuyim. When there's a situation of pinyin shvuyim on the line, we could do whatever is needed to be done. So says the Gemara, Yosef Rei Yosef Kama Aimba. Rav Yosef was trying to understand my mitzvah rabba. What is the definition of a mitzvah rabba? Amalei Abaye, Midatana Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, as we just learned. Ein Paiskin Stok Al Yosef Ma'afil Pinyin Shvuyim. Why was Pinyin Shvuyim singled out? Shema Mino, from here we obviously see the Pinyin Shvuyim mitzvah rabba who. So Tosfos asks, that the Gemara Masechet Megillah says, "Ei Meichem Sefer Torah El Lulamid." Only allowed to sell Sefer Torah in order for Torah learning. Ulisa Isha. Why doesn't it include Pidyon Shvuyim? So Tosfos says that it goes without saying. The Chiddush of that Gemara is that even for Lisa Isha and even for Luma Torah, we're allowed to sell for Sefer Torah, but for Pidyon Shvuyim, it goes without saying that we're allowed to sell it. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that learning and getting married are something that happens on a regular basis. Since it's something that happens on a regular basis, that's why the halacha is that the Gemara had to teach us that you're allowed to do it. Pidyon Shvuyim, hopefully, is something that doesn't happen on a regular basis. Since it's something that doesn't happen on a regular basis, that's why it wasn't mentioned. Amalei Rava L'Rabba Memeri. V'na'a milsta amar abonin. Shvuyin shvuyin mitzvah rabba. So he said, from where do we know that Pinyan Shvuim is indeed such a great mitzvah? Amalei deksiv. The pasuk says, the Yirmiyahu Navi is saying, Nevuah, the Klai Yisrael are going to go into Golus. And the pasuk says, V'homi kirem alecha ona neitzei. Amalei kirem Hashem, Ashel amavis lamavis, those that are destined to death will die. V'ashel lecherev lecherev, v'ashel l'rav l'rav, v'ashel l'shvi l'shvi. The pasuk mentions many calamities. The pasuk goes in order, and whatever is mentioned later is a greater problem. Cherev kasher mimavis. How do we know that? Ibai say mikrav, ibai say misvara. Ibai say misvara, high common ninvo. When somebody is killed by being stabbed to death, it's very gruesome. Halai kaminvo, a natural death is not that gruesome. Ibai say mikrav, yaka be'enei Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats the tzaddikim that they die a natural death. Rav Kosh Mecherev, Ibai Yisei Mesvara, Hai Kamet Star, somebody who dies of hunger suffers before he passes. Hai Loi Kamet Star, Ibai Yisei Kro, Toiv Mahayu Chalei Cherev, the people who were murdered by being stabbed to death are better than those than Chalei Rav that died by starvation. And Shvi, being kidnapped, Kashmir Kulam, is the worst. The Kula Istanbul, everything bad that could happen is included in that. So the Gemara now goes on to speak about the collection for tzedakah. Tanabana Kupas of tzedakah, that people constantly contribute to the tzedakah pushka. Nigvas Bishnayim, you should have two people that collect. Umeschalekas Bishloisha, and it should be divided, the money should be given out with three people. Nigvas Bishnayim, why should you have two people who are collecting? Says the Gemara, we never appoint less than two people to do something. Because it's considered like a din Torah. We have to decide who should get the money and who should get it and how much they should get. That's a din Torah. If a din Torah, you need three people. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked that we see Rav Shlomo Zalman said that you see that people collect tzedakah by themselves. So he answers that if the person, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that if the person who's collecting the tzedakah is a person who's known to be an honest, special person, then you don't have to have two people. Tamchui, as we spoke about before, that they used to collect food for the poor people. Nigvas b'shloisha, umeschalek b'shloisha. It should be collected with three people and divided with three people. Why? Shegvuyah v'chalukah shavim. We want that it should be distributed immediately. And if we're going to only collect with two people, then we're going to have to find a third person to distribute, it will be a delay in these people getting their food that they so desperately need. Tamchui is kol yoyim. Tamchui is food that's given out daily. Kupa is food that's given out mi erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. It's given out erev Shabbos. Tamchui elinia oilam. Tamchui is given to people who find themselves in the city. Kupa is l'aniya ir, is given to anim that live in the city. Says the Gemara, v'shoyim b'nei ir lasis kupa tamchui. The people of a city could change what they're doing with the money, and they can take the kupa funds and use it for the kupa funds and use it for tamchui, or vice versa. Tamchui l'kupa, they could reverse it that way. L'shnois l'chamash yirtza. And the people of the city could make a decision to change it for any purpose. There's a machlokes rishonim. What does that mean? Tosfos quoting Rabbeinu Tam says that it could even be used for non-tzedakah purposes. The Rashbah, the Rimagash says, it only can be used for tzedakah purposes. It doesn't have to be the tzedakah purpose that it was actually collected for, but it has to be tzedakah purposes. Moreover, B'shoyim B'nai Yir, the people who live in a city, could make a deal, L'hasnas Alamidas, that they could change how much is in a pound, how much is in a gallon, V'alasharim, that they can make the agreement how much should be the price of certain basic food commodities,
V'aschar pe'alim, what should be the minimum wage? L'asiyak tzisam. And that they could punish those people who violate these rules. Amamar, enos mishra'al atzibur. So we learned that you can't appoint pachs mishnayim. You can't appoint less than two people. Says the Rabbanan Amili, Amar Rab Nachman Amakra. The pasuk says by the collection for the Mishkan, for Haim Yichus Azov. So the Torah is saying that you had to have two people. Shraris, says the Gemara, Shraris Udel Avni, that we can't appoint to authority less than two people. Hamunai Mehemin. But as far as trusting person, we could trust one person. Says the Gemara Masailah Reb Chanina, Dam Reb Chanina, Maisa Mina Rebbe Shnei Achim Al Kupan, even though two brothers are disqualified to be Adim together, here he appointed them to work together because for Namonis they are believed. Maisha Rusa, says the Gemara, why is collecting tzedakah considered a position of authority? Says the Gemara, because Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avul, Fisha Mashkin at tzedakah, somebody who doesn't want to give tzedakah, we force him to give tzedakah, a fil erev Shabbos. That's why it's considered a sorora. Ask the Gemara, Eini v'ksiv, v'kadati al-lechsav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish those that pressure Klal Yisrael. V'amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Matvish made the rabbi fil gab tzedakah, that they're going to be punished for forcing people to give tzedakah when they cannot. Answers the Gemara Lakasha, Ada Amid, a wealthy person could be forced to give tzedakah. Hadalai Amid cannot be forced. But many Rishonim asked the question that the Gemara in Masech Techulin, Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, teaches us that Kometz Sasei Shemat Mitzchar B'tzidai, any mitzvah that the Torah gives the bracha for doing this mitzvah, Ein Bezdin Shlamat the Kaifin. The Bezdin doesn't force people to perform. And the Torah says, regarding the mitzvah tzedakah, Ki beglal adav hazeh, yivarecha Hashem alakecha b'chol ma'asecha b'chol mishloch yodecha. So why can we force for tzedakah? So Rav Eder Tam answers, it doesn't mean actual force, it means to try to convince them. Another pshat is that here we're speaking about where it's a city tax. The person to go force them to give private tzedakah, we can't force. But to participate in what the city demands, that could be done. Another pshat that I saw is that the Ri says that besides that the Torah says there's a mitzvah asay for doing tzedakah, there's also a mitzvah lois asay of lois amitzvah levavcha v'lois sikba as yotcha me'achicha evyan. For mitzvah lois asay, then we could force. For that, we could force. Kiha, says the Gemara, where do we find such example? Kiha, the Rava Achveil Rav Nosson Bar Ami, Rava forced Rav Nosson Bar Ami v'shokmanei, and he took for him Abba Meiz L'tzedakah. Says the Gemara that and he forced him to give tzedakah. I saw that Chabina Rav gives a different answer. He says that you can't force a person to give tzedakah, as we're learning. But what he said, what the Chabina Rav says is that an important part of giving tzedakah is not just the tzedakah that's given, said the Chabina Rav, but the way you give the tzedakah and the nice things you say to the ani is also an important part of giving tzedakah. And that, he said, we could force people to act nice to aniyim. The pasuk says, "V'maskilim pasuk in Daniel, v'maskilim yizaru kizoya rikia." Who does that mean? Zed dain hadon din emes lamitai. And of course, many mafarshim try to understand what does don din emes lamitai mean. Of course, din emes is lamitai. So Tysus explains that sometimes you'll have a din tyra, and when you'll have a din tyra, if you follow the letter of the law, the right procedure, the edim, whatever, this person should win and this person should not win. But when you start evaluating what the truth is, the dain knows that this is not the truth, even though according to the letter of the law, this is what should happen. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that a dain
has to paskin a din emes lamitoi. He has to make sure that the truth prevails. The people who are gabay tzedaka are people who have big bracha in their life. And gabay tzedaka, they're both included in one pasuk. The people who teach children Torah are compared to the star. So one pshat that I saw, why, is that the stars look very small. But even though they look very small, we know that they're very large. And the same thing, people who teach people Torah, melamdei tanikus, they're just a Rebbe and yeshiva of young children, they're not considered the great people. They look small, but they are really like the stars. They're really very large. And that's what I saw that Baruch Shem Schneerson, the Chabina Rosh Yeshiva, says that the tzaddik, that the melamde tanikus, to us, the stars look small. But in order for Rebbe to be successful, what a Rebbe has to do to be successful is that he has to see the potential in every child. And since he has to be the potential in every child, he has to see that every child has the potential of being a star. So even though in this world it looks small, but it's really, he sees in this Talmud great people. Another pshat that I saw is that the people who teach Torah are people who are building the future of Klal Yisrael. And that's why when the pasuk says, "Metzadikei harabim kichavim la'olam void," what makes a Rebbe great is that the Rebbe is thinking about la'olam void, that the Rebbe is not just looking at this child, how he looks today, but Rebbe looks at a child, la'olam void, what is going to be the future of this child? And when a Rebbe looks at his Talmud and sees the potential in every child, that is the Rebbe who's going to be the successful Rebbe. Kegoyman, so ask the Gemara, who is an example of such an individual? Amar Rav, Kegoyman Rav Shmuel Bar Shailus. Rav Shmuel Bar Shailus was somebody who taught young children Torah. The Rav Ashkechel Rav Shmuel Bar Shailus, Avakoy Beginsa, he was standing in the garden. Amlei Shaftei La Menosrach, you always were teaching Talmidim Torah. What are you doing standing in the garden? Amalei Hatlas Hashanim Del Chazir. So he said to Rav that for 13 years I didn't visit my garden. I figured it's finally time to go see my garden. And he said, V'hashtanami, even now, when I'm finally going to see the garden, Hadat Alevei, I'm still thinking about the garden. And again, I saw that the Nesiva Shalom explains, what does this mean? The stars, he says, are not visible by day. They're only visible by night. But they're there by day. And that's the way you're supposed to think about your Talmidim. That even when the Talmidim are not there, you're thinking about them. Another pshat that I saw is that when we think about a garden, we think about a place where things grow. When somebody is thinking about his Talmidim, the way he's supposed to think about his Talmidim, he's supposed to think about them as individuals who have potential to grow. And that's why he said, I stand in the garden. And when I stand in the garden, I think, and I think about my Talmidim, I realize that my garden has the same, that my Talmidim like my garden. And just like my garden, I hope will grow and flourish, so too that I hope that my Talmidim will grow and flourish. Rabbanan Mai, and what and the Talmidei Chacham who learned Torah, are how what are they considered? Omer Ravina v'Oyvel Ktzeis Hashem Spegvrosoi. They're considered the Giborei Hashem. Tana Rabbanan Gabit Tzedakim. When two people are collecting Tzedaka, Einu Rishon L'Frish Mezeh Mezeh. As we learned, they have to have two people collecting Tzedaka. When they're collecting Tzedaka, they should remain next to each other. Ava parzel shar, they could separate to the degree that one person is standing by the gate, sitting by the door, and one in the store, they're not really that separated, they're not really that far from each other. Matzah mas b'shuk, says the Gemara, if a gabbai tzedakah finds money in the street, lo yitna b'yad kisa, he shouldn't put that money into his pocket, el noisa l'tach anaki shetzedakah, put it into tzedakah pushka, u'chshav l'beis yitla, when you come home, take it, because people should not think that you're pocketing tzedakah money. If a gabbai tzedakah, somebody owes him money, or par b'shuk, and the person pays him up in the street, so don't put the money into your own packet, says the Gemara, el nois l'toich arniki shel tzedakah, put it into the pushka, u'chshav yibes yitlim, again, for the same concern that people should not come to excuse you of taking tzedakah money that doesn't belong to you. If the gabbai tzedakah does not have poor people to whom to distribute the tzedakah, partem lacherim, so you want to change the money from small bills into big bills, do it for someone else, not for yourself. Because in those days, money was evaluated by its value, and people are going to chas v'shalom accuse you that you're cheating the tzedakah by not giving it as much as you could get. Gabbai tanchei she'elam aniyim l'chalik, if people have food to distribute, the halacha is, and there's nobody, Baruch Hashem, who needs it, sell the food, it's going to get spoiled, but moichem l'cherim ve'moichem l'atzman. Moshet stokim e'moinim som shtayim shtayim. Don't count the two at a time, because you may get confused. Ella achas achas. Amar b'ayim reish lo yav yosef mar, atzip de bei knishta. He didn't sit on the mats in the shul that were bought from tzedakah, because he thought that that's a misuse of tzedakah money. However, kim the shem lahad tanya, what we learned earlier in our shir, v'shnois l'chamal shiyitza, the gaboim could change the tzedakah money for whatever they think is necessary. Have a Yosef, at that point, he did sit on those mats, and he did not consider it a misuse of tzedakah funds.